Toastmaster, gentlemen, you too, politicians. The Democrats are the middle-of-the-road party. The Republicans are the straddle-of-the-road party. So I hereby nominate Mr. Henry Ford, president, and christen the party the All-Over-the-Road Party. In the first place, it's too bad he is so competent. That is the only thing that'll beat him. Mr. Ford's a good friend of mine, and years ago, he overlooked the suggestion that would have made him immortal. It was when he went over to stop the war. I wanted him to take the girls we had in the Follies and let them wear the same costumes they wore in the show and march them down between the trenches. Believe me, the boys would have been out before Christmas. He has made more money than any man in the world by paying the highest wages. Yet, he don't even manufacture necessities. Neither would you call it a luxury. It just kind of comes under the heading of knick-knacks. I was at his home last year and happened to ask him that in case of stiff opposition, just how cheap he could sell his car. He said, by controlling the selling of the parts, I could give the cars away. He said, those things will shake off enough folks in a year to pay for themselves. Second year, that's just pure profit. People think Dr. Cooley was the originator of auto suggestions, but Ford is. He originated all those suggestions when he made the synopsis of a car. He has just recently lowered the price, $50. That's done to discourage thievery. He's the first man that ever took a joke and made it practical. So let's let him take this country. Maybe he can repeat. He should make a good political race. He carries two-thirds of this country now. There's no reason why there shouldn't be a Ford in the White House or everywhere else. He's the only man that could make Congress earn their salary. He would start a bill through and give each one something to tack onto it. When it come out, it would be ready to use. He is the only man that when Congress started stalling, could lift up the hood and see what was the matter with it. Some are against him because he don't know history. What we need in there is a man that can make history, not recite it. Now, if Mr. Ford will just take another one of my suggestions, he can be elected. If he would just make one speech and say, voters, if I am elected, I will change the front on them.